Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of inspirationalhomeschooling.com. I'm speaking with Lanisser James. She is a high school educational consultant and Black Outreach Coordinator for HSLDA. And we are talking about homeschooling multiple children. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Lanisser.
Thank you, Yvonne. I'm excited to be here.
It's so exciting to have you here. I know you have a lot of great information to share. Let's start with your story. How many kids do you have, and what led you to homeschool?
Well, my story is one of a funny, kind of a funny one. When I started, we were in private Christian school. My husband has had 30 years in law enforcement. So when we decided to homeschool, the first thing he wanted to know, is this legal? He says, is this legal?
Yes.
He said, don't have the police at my door. I said, hon, you are the police. He's like, well, don't have my coworkers at my door. So that is when I got connected to HSLDA. We have seven children. Their ages are from 26 all the way down to seven. And so it's never a dull moment. We've been homeschooling for almost 2 decades, and I'm just so excited. I did start as a reluctant homeschooler. And I believe, like most homeschoolers, you start thinking, maybe I'll do this for a year, maybe I'll do this for 2 years. And here we are, year after year. Along the way, I fell in love with homeschooling through high school, and we'll talk more about that soon. I love it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And Lanisser, when I started, I was taking it 1 year at a time as well. So I can totally relate to that. So
Yes.
in addition to homeschooling, you work to fulfill God's call on your heart to serve others. What ways do you serve others in the homeschool community?
Yeah, so not only did he call us to homeschool, he wanted me to equip others to homeschool around me. And I use my leadership skills in my church to run a co-op. We also have a umbrella here in our state of Maryland. And so for the past, I believe, 11 years, we have been a part of Calvary Gospel Home Educators and helping homeschoolers not only in Maryland, but the entire state. And that kind of spilled over into what I'm doing now with HSLDA nationwide. So we help with co-op classes, parent-led classes, which is a lot of fun. And we also have a classical tutorial.
Wow, that's amazing. So, in addition to HSLDA, all of these other things that you do to serve the homeschooling community, and I'm sure everybody is just blessed by having you help. And, I thank you for allowing God to work in and through you for being that vessel. So, homeschooling can be challenging and rewarding, like you and I both know, especially when you have children of different ages. And it sounds like you have quite a large span between all the ages of your children. So, given your experience through all those stages of homeschooling, with a few of your kids now in college and your youngest being in second grade now, I realize that you juggled many stages of parenting and homeschooling all at once. And so, how do you meet the needs and interests of all those children at all those different ages?
Yeah, it takes prayer. You have to really just go before the Lord first before anything, because He's called you. The word said that children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. And so when you treat homeschooling as a reward, a gift that you get to home educate your children, my husband and I have just been thrilled about this call. It does come with challenges because we have homeschooled with being pregnant. And infants and labor and delivery, and so many of the things that come with having a family. I think one of the things that you really have to do is really go at the speed of your family. That's one of the things that I share, is that God gives us all seasons of life. And so when you're in that season, you have to move at the speed of that season. There was times where I spent the majority of my homeschooling at home. I had babies, and there's times where we were at co-op, and there's times when we're able to do more. So life has seasons. My husband helps with photography classes. He's helped with basketball. He's done some auto mechanic classes, and his life has had seasons as well. He's now retired, and so he has more time than he had, say, 10 years ago. So life has seasons. So when you have multiple children, as I wait for my two children to get home from college early this weekend, which is normally early because they would normally come back next week, it's a season. And so that's my advice to people who have multiple children. One, fall in love with the gift that God has given you. And two, move at the speed that the Lord has orchestrated for your life. And everybody's story is a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm thinking about all those different seasons. Can you share some of those seasons with me? I mean, what were some of the challenges, for instance, with when having an infant at home?
Yeah, I nurse my babies. And so if you are a person who nurses your children, then you know that you are the milk. And so one of the challenges is I remember that my oldest daughter, she was, I don't know, maybe in seventh grade or so, I had an infant and I needed to stay stationary. Like I wasn't moving about the house. And so I learned to have these meetups with my children where they brought their work to me and we kind of all sat around, right? And I still do that where they get a chance to kind of meet with me one-on-one in the stationary place. I learned to stay stationary because I had the baby and I needed to nurse the baby. So when they were young, I remember that. And also being limited about how you could move. At the time, my daughter was a junior Olympic gymnast, which is a lot, but all of my kids did the same sport because mommy couldn't be anyplace else, right? And that created not one, not two, but three. I think we had four junior Olympic gymnasts at one point in our season. It was just because everybody needed to learn how to flip because mommy couldn't go anyplace else. So they're just seasons. So that was a good example of when you have young children, you have to be able to meet the needs of the youngest child and then kind of go up from there.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Lenisser. I felt some of those same things is like, sometimes you just have to figure out what the youngest one needs and then work around it. And then again, too, when you're having older children and some aren't quite as young, then I remember some of the things that we were doing is, okay, well, one of the things in our house, for instance, we have all of our kids help with dishes after supper. And so when the older one had something in the evening, it was like, well, okay, now you guys all have to fill in. And, you know, sometimes she'll be able to fill in for you, but we're all going to be a family here and we're all going to help each other.
That's right. That's a
so
big
I'm thinking about that point, and I'm thinking about the benefits of having your older children mentor and help the younger children. How did you do that in your home?
Oh, it's such a precious time period where you can watch the sibling mentor and minister to their younger sibling. It's so exciting. Everyone comes with spiritual gifts. And so my children, I have one child who's just a phenomenal cook. She's just great at cooking. And I have another child who's just great at organizing. I mean, she plans our family vacation. She's good at it. And so really learning how to love each other, to say, you know, Lamar is going to lead us on, you know, this, and she's going to teach you how. We're actually right in the center of one of my daughters who's really good at designing t-shirts. She's designing our t-shirt for our family picture. So we yield to one another. So it's like, okay, Lanisa is going to do the shirt design, and Lestazia is going to go pick up the shirts. And so we all work together. We're a family, James Party of Nine. We're a family of nine. It's a lot of moving parts here. And so you have to allow everyone to kind of shine in their gifts, and everybody doesn't have to do the same thing, but when we work together, it all comes together. So it's just so nice to see them in action. We also have a family chat. So I also get a chance to see how they're communicating together. Right. And so it's never a dull moment. It's just so exciting to see just the Lord work in their hearts amongst each other.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you have a family chat. I was thinking now that some of my children are going to college as well. And as life moves on, you want to still stay connected, because I love one of the things that we get to have as a homeschool family is that connection. I mean, the oldest ones still are super connected to the youngest ones. And it just builds that family connection, really, not just when they're home, but throughout their lives. So I appreciate you sharing that, Lanisser. So we're gonna, when we come back, we're gonna discuss more about homeschooling multiple children, because Lanisser has some other great information to help you. And thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I am speaking with Lanisser James. We are talking about homeschooling multiple children, and she has some great information to share with you, ways that you can help your children develop good character, making the homeschool environment happy. And that's what we all want. This show is brought to you by our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling. Welcome back, Lanisser.
Thank you, Yvonne. I'm excited to be here.
Great. So why is it important to teach life skills and responsibility as we homeschool? And how do you suggest that we teach that?
Yeah, it's a great benefit to home education in that we're just not racing out the door, chasing tests. Instead, we're really honing in to what works best for the student in front of you, and building character and life skills is just as important as core classes like math, history, science, and English. And it's important. And I believe that it's really the future of success in education, in that we slow down, be a family before we're a school, and really talk about the character of children. Like, for instance, leadership. I love John Maxwell, and I teach my kids a lot of John Maxwell's work. I'm one of his certified trainers, and I talk to them about how you serve others and how we can bring value to others, because we're all in a family unit together. And so they learn very, very early just what it's like and the impact of their behavior on the whole family. And so I just love being able to, I call it catch those teachable moments, to be able to encourage them to reach. And then, of course, using scripture is so important because, when it's in their heart, you'll know. The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, and when it's in their heart, they'll be able to kind of grasp back to those moments. We just had our 90-year-old grandmother who was visiting. And that was one of the main things that she said. She says, "Lanisser, I really see how connected the children are together." And I think that that's great about home education. In traditional school, it's kind of, you got first grade, you got second grade, you got third grade, and the kids don't connect. But in homeschool, you learn to work together as a unit, and I think it's very important.
Yeah, it sure is. And I love that point that you made about, one person's character and how that really impacts the whole family and how you can really research the Bible verses as you're speaking to their hearts. It's like if you're having sibling rivalry, for instance, well, what does the Bible say about this? It says that we should love our brothers. We should, forgive. And all of these things, and you can really pull those in and speak to their hearts and build up that character. And I think that's so incredibly important. And like you're saying, it does really solidify the family, mold the family together, and help everybody work together and care for each other, which then transfers into real life as you're in the workplace, caring for each other, working as a team. So those are all very, very important character qualities that you are teaching and we get to teach as homeschoolers. So, what can parents do to help their children develop virtuous character at different ages?
So I think what they can do is really, again, prayer is definitely the foundation. Go before the Father. I think parents know their children better than any other people. And when you have a child that maybe is struggling on a particular area, I think there's a space, there's even curriculum that you can get that will help with siblings connecting, building character. I could think of a situation where one of my children's, they were very excited about the success of their brother, their sister, and we all kind of ran to their events, right? Oh, Johnny's going to be blah, blah, blah. We all have to be there. And then when it was time for the same group of kids to go support another sibling, you know, I can see there was some lackluster, and I began to kind of slow things back and bring it back to how we need to support each other and how it's important that we encourage each other and that we make, you know, everyone feel important. Everyone's wearing a sign saying, you know, what's in it for me? But also understanding that we have to love each other, like the Bible says, and really be more selfless and understanding how we can serve. My kids are out right now with a friend, and they're giving away turkeys for the holiday season. And that's part of our homeschool. We have our homeschool shut down for them to actually volunteer. And that's a very important part. And they're doing it together. And I think that that really matters. So there are going to be so many teachable moments. I don't think I've had a moment where it wasn't a teachable moment, because homeschooling is life, isn't it? So yes. There's so many opportunities for kids to grow. And I think sometimes if we get out of the mindset that school only happens when you have pen and paper in front of children, they really get a chance to really connect the dots about how setting the dinner table has just as much value as being able to do the math, because we can't eat unless you set the dinner table, you know, as well as, you know, having good attitudes about when you're serving others. That's all a part of it. So I could go on and on about this topic, but I just think that homeschooling gives us a unique and rare opportunity to build this along the way. And I think that that's what one of the many reasons why I love homeschooling, particularly a multiple family. You find a lot of times with people who have multiple families, it's hard for kids to get along. But when you have a family environment that homeschools, you can move at the speed of your family.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that point. And I love the point that you had about serving. When people serve, it's like something inside of you is just awoken. You know, you're thinking of other people.
Yes.
And I mean, that's the way God created us, is to think of others and use our gifts to serve others. And so instilling that in them and having them do that together at a young age is absolutely phenomenal. And I love that we can do that in homeschooling. That homeschooling is life, like you said.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is your best advice for parents who want to have a happy homeschooler at every age? And this includes mom.
Yes, yes. I have a workshop that we do at HSLDA, and it's called Happy Homeschooler at Every Age. And I want you to know that it doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenging times and times where things are not happy. We had a situation where we lost both of my husband's parents, the kids' grandparents, and that wasn't so much a happy time, but really learning to see the Lord in our situations really is part of being happy, meaning that we're going to be content in the situation that we find ourselves and trusting on the Lord. And so really just being present in the moment and really being able to see the best in it. You know, when you have a large family, I call it organized chaos. It's definitely not pretty, right? But there's times where you can just laugh to keep from crying, right?
Yeah,
you should see us trying to get dinner on the table and get groceries in the house. And how about laundry? Oh, my goodness, we make a whole game out of it, you know, because if you don't look at life this way, you miss out on life, because that's what life is about. Just being able to go from one situation, and sometimes there are problems, after the other, and being able to make the best of it, understanding that everything that works together for the good for those who love God and serve them. And so even when we're in challenging situations, there's really always a reason to praise God about it. We're actually in a situation now trying to pick up kids from college. It's, you know, who's on first, who's on second, and we have these family meetings and it gets crazy, and we just laugh because when they're all talking at the same time, me and my husband, we're looking up in the ceiling, and then they're trying to correct themselves. It's hilarious. So you have to laugh. And I know that I've had to, as a mama, I've had to calm down, to relax, to trust the Lord, to lean on Him. Everything's not going to be perfect. And I have the personality where I like things really organized. And so the Lord helped me out. He said, I'm going to send her a whole lot of children, and organization won't be an option on every, because there's, you know, we have a million pairs of shoes. We rode school as well. And so I was explaining to the kids, I was like, listen, if everyone brings two pair of shoes, do you know how many pairs of shoes that is? Like, in this square footage, we can't fit every two pairs of shoes for nine people, you know, so just situations like that, and really learning how to smile notify your face that you are blessed, you know, that children are a blessing. And so those are my fun things to do. I call myself joyful mother of children. The word also says he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. And that's one of my favorite scriptures, because initially we couldn't have any children. And we went a long period of time of not being able to conceive. And once the Lord opened my womb, he said, remember, you were praying about this. And so when it gets overwhelming, I'm always reminded of how good God is and how he's called you. And he also will equip you for such a time as this.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful, Lenisser. Can you just share how people can connect with you?
Yes, they could go to... I have a book on Amazon, which is called Mom's Manual. Life doesn't come with a manual, but it comes with a mom. And it's more of a manual for you to put your house in order, right? I give you some gentle tips, but I think the success of making this an heirloom for your family is that they find out, how in the world did mom do it? How did dad do it? And they begin to see clues of your schedule, your character, your priorities, you know, how you organized your homeschool. It just becomes a way that really you, how you put a note to yourself, all of those things that really becomes a model for your children and your children's children. So you can definitely get my book on Amazon. And of course I have a website, lenissajames.com. But if you're interested in home education, please go to www.hslda.org. We're here to support you.
Thank you so much, Lenisser. And I do have one of your mom's journals. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So thank you for sharing how we can foster a happy and enriching homeschool experience while juggling the many facets of homeschooling multiple children. And this is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.